Hello, and welcome back to the Funding Chest. This is episode number 70. Riding solo again? I'm one of your hosts, Jonathan, and your other host, Francis, is not here, which I will get to in a moment. But first, what is the Funding Chest? The Funding Chest is a podcast in which normally Francis and I, but today just myself, discuss and review Kickstarter projects that have caught our attention throughout the week, and then we come and show them to you. And so this week, Francis is not here. He is off gallivanting on vacation, and so I'm alone to record the episode. I decided to still have an episode coming out, even though it's a few days later than the typical Wednesday. I was busy with work, and since Francis wasn't there, I was debating on whether or not I would do one. And finally, I said, how could I leave you all hanging? I must make an episode. So that's it. So I'm here alone today. Francis is not here. I will, however, every once in a while ask him questions as if he was, just because I don't want to feel too lonely. I will try to not speak to you guys forever and bore you out of your minds. I'm already kind of doing that, so let's move on. Normally, there is a featured category at the second half of the show, and we normally begin the show with Kickstarter projects that come from anywhere on Kickstarter besides the featured category. However, since I'm riding solo, I've just decided to take the featured category that was supposed to be for this episode and make it a full episode of just that. So, as you guys know, Francis and I normally each choose 4 to 6 projects, more like 4 to 5. 6 was more at the beginning, but we realized it was a bit long, and we talk about those. And so I have chosen 4 Kickstarter projects this week that are from the featured category, starting with the letter C. So it's not a category that you find on Kickstarter. I had to sift through Kickstarter quite some time and in depth just to come across 4 projects that started with the letter C that actually interested me, let alone find some. I have to actually choose the ones that appeal to me and that I think could be interesting for any of you listening out there. And so this week for you, I have 4 projects starting with the letter C. Before that, it is time for the all-famous coin toss, the intergalactically renowned coin toss, in which normally Francis and I will flip a toonie, a $2 coin, to see who gets to speak first. Well, seeing as it's just me today, I'm going to flip a coin and call both sides. I'm going to call tails and heads. Well, looky here, it's heads. I win. Too bad for you, Francis. And so, I will begin, and I will just continue after that. So my first project, beginning with the letter C this week, is Cookbook, spelled C-K-B-K. So Cookbook, the world's best cookbooks at your fingertips, by Cookbook, spelled again C-K-B-K, based out of New York, New York. And so Cookbook is actually a website in which you can pay a monthly subscription of just under $10 a month, and you basically have access to this wide range of different recipes, but that are from specific cookbooks that are categorized, that have also links in between them. So if you need to, let's say, make a specific type of sauce, but for that sauce you need this other specific type of mixture which you don't have, well, you click that hyperlink and you go straight to that. Anyways, what I found that was interesting about this is that instead of having to sift through your physical copies, finding it online is easier, I find, and that's always been the case, even on other websites that are free, such as All Recipes and Epicurious, let's say. However, the way that they seem to have designed this search engine seems to just add that little bit of extra simplicity, which I think is actually why I decided to mention this project. I think it's great to be able to go on the website, find the recipe you want. You can also search by types of cuisine, whether it be Japanese cuisine, whether it be Italian cuisine. And then from there, you can also go in certain categories. I think maybe certain cooks or certain special occasions. There seems to be a lot of stuff you can do, which is over and above what you would normally find on a typical free website. And they have basically chosen cookbooks on recommendations of different chefs. They have then photocopied them and integrated them into this website and even search engine that they have created for this specific website. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that I'd like to mention, but really, that seems to be it. You have like the typical websites, you have the rating on 5 stars, you have a picture of the recipe, you have also which book it is taken from, and then you can also go look at all the contents from that book. So that's also a nice thing compared to other websites that are free, whereas the recipes could be just user-based recipes or maybe a one-take shot or one trick from one book. This, you can really go through all the different books that they have so far put on the website. And from looking at this Kickstarter page, there are already, just from the ones that they show, there are 35, I think, different ones. They have vegan, vegetarian cookbooks. They have all different stuff from classics, all different stuff. Anyways, if you want to check it out, I think I've blabbed on enough about it. That is Cookbook, CKBK, the world's best cookbooks at your fingertips, by Cookbook, based out of New York, New York. So normally this is where Francis would give his opinion on the book or the project, but seeing as he is not there, I guess he's telling me just to keep on going and I'll go to my next project. By the way, this is kind of weird to be talking the whole time without someone else. It feels like I am just giving a giant monologue to the three chairs in front of me. I love getting to speak to Francis when he's there. Riding solo is not as fun, and I'm happy that he's only off gallivanting a few times a year on vacation. Enough said. The second project, starting with the letter C, is Cauldron, an art book by Emily Hare, based out of Nottingham, UK. And so, Cauldron is a book of drawings of some, let's say, unique creatures from the fantasy world. There are witches and all stuff of the sort. And I've always been a fan of either storybooks or art books that really play on this type of universe. I love the ambience of all this fantasy-based, you know, creatures and people and different stuff. And so, obviously, like any art book or book of the sort, I normally speak about it because I like the art style that has been used for this book. And normally that means I like the art style of the author in question. And so I like Emily Hare's art style. What is nice about this book is that it seems to have some finished drawings with text next to it. Pretty much you always have the finished drawings from what I gather, but you can also sometimes have a text accompanying it, exploring who this creature is, I'm assuming according to her lore that she has thought up while doing the different drawings. You can sometimes have the finished drawing and then have the black and white sketch from different angles, what it could look like from a side view and stuff of the sorts. You also have other pages showing, let's say, wands as they show here with text with it. So it seems to be a merge of drawings as well as text. I don't think the text is a story from A to Z, but I do think all the text probably explains the lore of where this unique creature, person, or let's say equipment for the wands comes from. That's pretty much it. It's pretty straightforward, normally speaking, of projects like these. There are some nice cute little drawings of, again, creatures that you really have to use your imagination to have these come out on paper, because it's not your typical, let's say, frog. No, it's your frog that has maybe 12 eyes, three of them on his forehead where the typical two would be. I don't even know if a frog has a forehead. And then a few other eyes all across his back, big, fat, almost standing up on two hind legs compared to the traditional frog, which would not be like that. Anyways, that is Cauldron, an art book by Emily Hare, based out of Nottingham, UK. And so, Francis, what did you think of that? Yet again, you are silent because you are not here and you're on vacation. Well, I'm sorry if that joke doesn't get old, but I need to sometimes take a little break from talking to you or talking to my chairs in front of me nonstop because it starts getting quite as if I'm very self-centered and conceited, just talking and talking and talking. So I'd like to pretend that Francis is here with me. Okay, thanks, Francis, for the thumbs up. You mean I can keep going? I will. So this is the third project that I have this week. This one I'm quite excited to speak about. And for those of you who do know what my favorite hobbies are, board games is definitely one of them. And so this is one from the Tabletop Games on Kickstarter. This is Caverns Deep by Dwarven Forge, handcrafted game terrain by Dwarven Forge, based out of Westport, Connecticut. I assume CT is Connecticut. I'm always not the greatest, and Francis is normally there to correct me on any mistakes or mishaps that I have regarding abbreviations of states. This project is about to break the $3 million mark in Canadian dollars, with 3 days to go. However, It is one where it's at 2,000 backers, meaning that each backer does put quite a good amount of money into it, and you will soon understand why. This is a modular, handcrafted game terrain for all different types of games, but from what I gather, it's going to be more for those role-playing types of games. You know, it really is an amazing terrain set. Whenever you watch the video made me laugh. It's a 6-minute video, and it's very rare that I want to watch a video of that length, but this one I watched the entirety of it. I think it was 5 minutes and 46 to be exact. I'm just going off memory, but I think it was that. Thanks to my photographic memory, I might be able to remember. And just scrolling down this Kickstarter page, it is large, but you get to see how much work was put into this. It is their 6th Kickstarter campaign, so it's not their first rodeo. They definitely know what they're doing, how to put together a Kickstarter video, and how to make something that appeals to a lot of you gamers out there. This seems really cool. You can get your stuff painted in different thematics, whether it be ice theme, you can get the unpainted, you can get hand painted, there's all different options. And what's really cool is that they also have encounters, which I'm assuming, I didn't get, the video really showed the modular game terrain, explained everything that it gives you, and from now what I'm seeing actually, there are about 15 encounters that come with this game. So I assume that this game is actually in itself, yes, the game terrain, but it also has 15 different, let's say, quests or encounters, which you play through on the terrain that they have made, following a storyline they have made. So that actually made this game even jump up a little bit more in what I think about it, or what I thought about it, because I initially thought it was just a bunch of game terrain that you could use for other games, but no, it seems that it's actually a game in itself, and I'm assuming that this game terrain, you could easily use it for other games, for specific encounters that you're going to be, let's say, using in those games. Like I said before, the fees to buy this are obviously a little bit higher than a typical board game. The lowest one, unpainted, comes at $50, which I'm assuming you get some sort of a base set of pieces, but then you can get the cavern entrance or the adventure essentials 1 through 3 or all the adventures. And so if you go the Uncharted Underground 12 to 14, oh, actually, I think that means that it's pledge levels 1 to, let me just check actually. So if you go for the different pledges, I'm just trying to wonder if you do receive all of the, oh, so if you get the adventure essentials 1 to 6, you receive adventure packs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and all different pieces. So if you go on the site, you can read as to what you receive. So as I thought, you have to pay quite a bit to get everything, but at the quality of these pieces, that was really to be expected. It's very nice how they are modular. Also, there are a bunch of different stuff where they show how with the same game pieces, you can take them apart and put them back together to make almost like a walkway or a bridge, or you can make a closed off room or a half open room. You really, the sky is the limit. Or in this case, the cave is the limit of how deep you can go. That was Caverns Deep by Dwarven Forge, handcrafted game terrain by Dwarven Forge, based out of Westport, Connecticut. I will not make the joke this time. Francis is not there, so I will just keep going and talk about the last project that surprisingly went by pretty quick, even though it's just me talking the whole time, nonstop. So the last project this week on the Funding Chest, there is no treasure of the week this week. I enjoyed actually most of the projects I talked about, some obviously more than others, but all of them enough to mention them. But there were none that I was this week willing to dive into my wallet and make a backing of it. So this is the last project, another one that I liked a lot, but there is no treasure of the week this week. This is the Creative Career Path Handbook by Andy J. Pizza, based out of Columbus, Ohio. And so the Creative Career Path, from what I gather from the video, is a little journal or almost a path, or as if they're stepping stones or something to help you along your way. It's not a book that you're just going to open it and have all the answers to all the questions you have. It is a path that you can take if you're more, or like, what is your creative career path that you could take? And so he brings you through different stuff, all these little pages that are drawn black on a white background. There doesn't seem to be any color in it. And it will have his 7 steps to basically defining your creative career path and embarking on it. And so the first step will be the industry. I'm not going to go in detail because he speaks about it in the video, and it's much clearer than what I could do in this podcast. So there's the industry, the market, then creating a niche, then the goal that you have, I think, than back creating a project, but from reverse, marketing it, and then analyzing. And so he defines this as a project, as a process for finding the perfect balance of art and money. So basically allowing you to, yes, do something that you're really passionate about, that's creative, but at the same time, how to not go too overboard on that side of the extreme, to also be able to live off of this so you can keep doing what you love. And it's nice because his pages that he's drawn seem to have a little bit of humor in it, and it really seems to get to the point. The pages don't seem to have 500 words per page. It's concise, and it also makes you do some work, as make you think, because really, this is only a path or like a logbook to get the information out that you already have inside your brain, get it onto paper, organize it so that then you can use this to go on your way and embark on your creative career path. This is, I'm not sure if it's the first or second installment. I think it's the first installment of the handbook, but that he had also given out a PDF version to those who listen to his podcast. I'm not exactly sure, but this is definitely a, not hardcover, but this is a physical copy of the Creative Career Path. So that is the Creative Career Path Handbook by Andy J. Pizza, based out of Columbus, Ohio. And wow, that was pretty fast. So that puts an end to this week's episode. And I hope I didn't ramble on too long. I tried to keep it somewhat short, tried to not make the same jokes too many times, although I did. Right, Francis? That would have deserved right there a little boom-tsh, but there's none. So, as always, if you have any comments, questions, pronunciation, I think it is, corrections, just send us or myself, but it's to both of our emails, thefundingchest@gmail.com. If you would like to boost our self-esteem, or especially mine this week because I'm even alone, you can head over to our Facebook page at The Funding Chest and give us a little thumbs up. Just be sure that if you click on that button, only click on it an odd number of times, because if you click on it once and then click on it again, it takes the thumbs up off. And next week, or hopefully next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, sometime maybe a bit later again, we'll be back with another episode. Francis might only be getting back last minute, so I might have to ride solo one more time. If possible, I'll try to get him on Skype and do a recording with him there. We will see how it goes. Next week's featured category, just in case I'm riding solo, we're going to go back to one of the really core basics. This will be the third time in the Funding Chest history that we have this featured category. It was the first ever featured category on the Funding Chest. And obviously, since I'm the one choosing it, that is board games. And so next week's featured category will be board games. As always, I have been and will continue to be one of your hosts, Jonathan. Francis will normally chime in and say, I am and will continue to be one of your hosts. Francis, wherever you are, whatever time it may be, just pray that Francis doesn't make me ride solo one more time. Oh yes, that typical time when Francis and I record a little whimsical, funny joke for the end of the episode. But Francis is not here today, so I'm just sitting here pondering as to what quip I can make, taking into account everything that I've said. But seeing as I just talked the whole time, as I am doing right now, I think this is just a good end to the show.